prophetess Olivia Kofi Opata stands in the office of a prophet and evangelist with outstanding signs and miracles of healings that are associated with her ministry. One of the common testimonies after listening to her preach or teach is the revelation of the word and the opening of eyes to common spiritual truths that are almost startling. Hear her.
That you'll never give you more. try to take away our gladness. But even when it seems that he's wrong, this is what we gotta do. Come on. You ought to claim the victory. Be thankful for everything and in everything. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. Even when it seems so hard to and know that you'll never give you more than you can have. But listen, once I climb these walls, I'm gonna get over. I'm looking forward, not over my shoulder. Hard times will be gone, it's gonna get better. I'm looking forward, every day I'm holding on. Once I climb these walls, I'm gonna get over. I'm looking forward, not over my shoulders. Hard times will be gone, it's gonna get better. I'm looking forward, every day we're holding on. Count it all joy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Even when it seems so hard to and know that he'll never give you more than you can handle. Count it all joy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Even when it seems so hard to and know that he'll never give you more than you can handle. Count it all joy. Count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Even when it seems so hard to and know that he'll never give you more than you can have. Count it all joy.
Hallelujah. Did you love that song? Did you love that song? Did you love the one who sang the song? Did you love the one who sang the song? Say, I love it. Say, I love it. Hallelujah. Say what? Count it all joy. Amen. God will not give you anything that you cannot handle. Amen. In all things, he will make a way. Hallelujah. And tonight is one such night that God is going to make a way for you. As a matter of fact, he has made ways for you. I say he has made ways for you. You just have to walk into it. Amen. What did you learn yesterday? 3 things we learned yesterday. Number one, what? That's to enter hearing. You know, there are times people, they hear, but they don't hear. Amen. That's how Christ was punishing the Pharisees, because of their hard hearts and stupidity. He didn't even want them to understand what he was saying. But you will understand. I say you will understand. And then number two, you know, when the word is preached, it doesn't enter your heart. It is oscillating between your ears and your heart. The devil can steal it out. Yeah. Your heart is a very secure place that you can keep the word. If the word is in your mind, the cares of this world the beloved you are looking for that has not happened, the marriage that has not come on, all those things can choke the word out of your mind. But when you secure it in your heart, I tell you, it will become powerful. And then number three, what? You must do what? You must do what? Why? Don't say, are you a move? You can't, you know, what? You must do what? You must speak the word. Hallelujah. You don't have to be speaking any other thing other than the word. Amen. It is only the word that makes a difference. It is the word that God acts on. God does not act on what you got from the newspapers. Do you understand what I mean? He acts on the word. And if the word is God's word, God will always watch over his word to perform it. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. And tonight, God has not left us without a prophet. A prophet is an agent of change. A prophet is an agent of prosperity. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. A prophet is an agent of your next level. Amen. A prophet is an agent of your establishment. A prophet is an agent of your deliverance. That's why Moses was a powerful prophet. He delivered Israel. And tonight, God has given us a prophet. A she prophet is called a prophetess. Say, a she prophet. Not sheep, oh, she. Say, a she prophet is called a prophetess. It's not a prophecy. A prophetess. Or lady prophet. We don't say lady prophet. We say a prophetess. Or lady prophetess. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Whatever has troubled your mind, whatever has troubled your heart, I want you to know that tonight, I say tonight, the words that you need to hear to change your situation, those words are embedded in the labab of the prophetess. And as she comes up here, extract that word. Hallelujah. When a child is born, the mother does not pump breast milk into the child's mouth. It's the child that extracts the breast milk. And so long as the child is extracting this breast milk, the breast milk never finishes. You can go to class one, can go to school and come and still drink breast milk. It will never run dry. I say it will never run dry. I said it will never run dry. I was told of a 10-year-old boy who goes to school and comes to drink breast milk. He goes to play football with his friends. When he's hungry, he says, I am coming. He runs home and drinks breast milk and go and continue the football. I said, because he continues drinking, the breast milk never runs dry. If you stop today, within 3 days, it will stop coming. But I tell you, tonight, as you draw, it will never run dry. I say it will never run dry. You will be satisfied tonight. Say, I will be satisfied. Say, I will be satisfied. Hallelujah. And God has prepared a powerful prophetess to come to us. Moses, being a prophet, taught the word of God. So a prophet is somebody who teaches the word of God. Amen. And as she teaches the word of God, God confirms his word with signs and wonders following. Tonight there will be signs and wonders. I said there will be signs and wonders. The signs and wonders have already started. But she is coming to declare it unto us. Prepare your hearts. And with a shout and a clap of rain, let's receive Prophetess Olivia Kofi Opata.
of God, cathedral is looking so nice. The decoration is really lovely. LHI, Loyalty House International. It's powerful, it's powerful. Hallelujah. Again, I want to say thank you to Bishop Ni Jedu Amma. Your hand clap is not nice, oh. Appreciate the man of God. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Hallelujah. If the man of God has never chopped your money before, it means you are not here. Yes. The man of God must chop your money, personal money. Hallelujah. It's very important. Very important. Ah, the man of God must chop my money. The man of God must chop my money here. Yeah. Hallelujah! Some time ago, we had Holy Ghost handshakes. They were so nice. You close from church. Oh, sister, how are you? Then the person slaps it. Bam, into your hand. And it's not just an empty hand. Something falls into the hand. Very, very, very nice. Very Holy Ghost handshake. Bam! And something leaves him and comes to you. Why won't something leave the man of God and come to you? It's a spiritual law. Hallelujah. Oh, Bishop Nia Jeduama, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for pouring your heart into this ministry. God bless you. Amen. And shall we appreciate our mother, Lady Pastor Adele, pretty woman of God, spiritual, godly, loving, the best cook in the whole of Nigeria. If you've never eaten a food, then you've been eating rubbish. You should eat a food. You will see that there is food and there is food. Thank you, Lady Pastor, for being such a great mother to all of us. We all feel so loved by you, and your signature can never be forgotten. Hey, that hug. That, have you experienced that hug? Oh, God bless you, Lady Pastor. Hallelujah. And I also want to say thank you to Bishop Saki. I told him this after. I said, you have left very big size shoes for me to wear. Hallelujah. Huge size. Huge size. Oh, huge size. Hallelujah. Such a good assistant to our father, Bishop Dagwood Mills. For years he's been going along every single year, growing stronger and stronger. Hallelujah. And I also want to thank all the pastors and all the shepherds for this thing that we put together. Look at the choir. The choir is looking so lovely. You guys are looking chic. Chic. So nice. Amen. And you are not just dressed nicely, you are anointed. And you sang powerfully. Amen. Hallelujah. And I also want to say thank you to Bishop Dagwood Mills. Oh. We are so blessed. UD, United Denomination. We are so blessed to have this father, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Hallelujah. I'm so happy that I work with him so closely. And I've been working with him for over 20 years. Yes, over 20 years. Privilege to have been the person who wrote his first 10 books. So privileged. And I'm now working with him in Healing Jesus campaign. It's too powerful. I don't know how, but this is what God has made for me. So it's my privilege. Amen. And finally, and not the least, I want to thank my dear husband. The band around my house, I am so blessed. Amen. So if you are thinking of becoming a prophetess, marry well. I have married well, and I thank God for this wonderful man. Hallelujah. I release all the women here. Get somebody. You will get somebody. No, you will, but you have somebody. It is already done. Hallelujah. This evening is a wonderful evening. Are you blessed already? I know the atmosphere here is something else. Hallelujah. Everything that has evaded you, you've been looking for it for years. Today, you handle it in Jesus' name. Everything that has been difficult, impossible for you, today God is changing your story. Anything that has made you cry, today you are going to make it cry. Anything that has been in your family and has been fighting every family member, today that thing is bowing to you. Anything that has been impossible for you, today is becoming possible for you. Anything wall that has been too high for you, today every wall is falling down for your sake. Hallelujah. Oh, lift up your hands wherever you are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bow down and worship Yahweh. Oh, sing with me, come on.
We bow down,
yes,
and worship Yahweh.
Let's sing it again. We bow down, worship Yahweh. Come on.
We bow down
and worship. Worship Yahweh, worship Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Oh, we bow down.
We bow down
and worship.
Worship
Yahweh. Sing
Yahweh.
Oh,
we bow down.
Oh,
and
worship Yahweh. We bow down and worship Yahweh. We bow down and worship
Yahweh.
Worship Yahweh, come on.
We bow down and worship
Yahweh. We bow.
We bow down
and worship Yahweh.
Thank you, Jesus. We worship your holy name, Yahweh. We bless your name this evening. Thank you that you are here. Thank you, the Holy Spirit lives in us. Oh, we have become carriers of your presence and of your glory. Thank you, Jesus. This evening we will never be the same again. Thank you. The word will have its way. And the Holy Spirit will move according to your word. We give you praise, Lord. We honor you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, shall we be seated? Hallelujah. Loaded with his presence. Amen. Now we're doing our book, Name It, Claim It, Take It. And you can see that we have them here. By God's grace, it has been reduced because of this convention. Hallelujah! You can get it for just 500 naira. Wow! Oh, hallelujah! So, after tonight, you just go to, come here, bookshop, okay? Go to the bookshop, a beautiful bookshop, and just get one for yourself. You can even buy one for perhaps your mother or your father or somebody who's facing a challenge. Christmas is coming, it's true, as a Christmas present. I'm sure the person will come back later and say a big thank you to you. You never know, the person might bring you a goat to say thank you, as thank you. Hallelujah. So, if it wasn't because of this book, I would have been a Christmas goat. So, I'm bringing you this goat. Hallelujah. Amen. Did we enjoy this morning? Oh! The prophetic rain was something else. And the good news is that tomorrow is a holiday also. So there is no excuse for you not to come. Hallelujah. Can I say your boss says you should come to work? So tomorrow we're coming again in the morning. Then in the night, we have our night of hope or our all night. Hallelujah. Our vigil. Are you coming?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we've been talking about name it, claim it, and take it. And we said that we're still on chapter 1 because the book is so loaded. In fact, that's how Bishop Dag's books are. You can stay on one chapter for a long time. The things are so many. So we're doing the master key to your breakthrough, chapter 1. Hallelujah. And yesterday, we looked at Hebrews 11:6, which says, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. said, and he that comes to God must believe that he is. Hallelujah. Present tense. God is present. Faith is present tense. He says God is. So it's not I was that I was, but I am that I am. Hallelujah. And so yesterday I told you that you are going to three languages, sentences. God can, God will, and God has already done it. And I said, a lot of people will be saying, God can. Oh, I believe that God can give me $1 million. Oh, I believe. After all, is he not the creator of the universe? He is a creator and he has spare parts. So this part that the doctor says is sick, I believe that God can give me a miracle. And when you hear that, you think that person has got a lot of faith. But yesterday we realized that you are not walking in faith when you say God can. At all, isn't it? Okay. Because when you say God can, immediately you leave a big question mark at your back. If he can, will he do it for me? Even me? That's the question. Will he do it for you? Then the person begins to doubt and begins to shake and wonder. Because the person is judging himself by the standard of the word of God and realizes, hey, have I paid all my tithes? Now you begin to calculate all the things. You realize that, no, you fall short. Immediately, whatever it is that you had that you call faith whittles down because of that. Hallelujah. Then we said, you now move on to another God will. And the God will looks even fabulous because say, God will do it for me. He will do it. He will do it again. You know that song. Hey, he will do it again. He will do. Very nice. It's true that he will do it. But the point is this. When you do will, you are in hope. And faith and hope are different. He could have said, but without hope, it's impossible to please God. But without love, oh, but without peace. He said, but without faith. So hope alone can kill you. Hope alone can kill you. Oh, a strong hope. I have hope. I have hope. You have hope. It is faith that gives substance, strength. It gives substance to the hope. So it is faith. It is not faith when you say will. When you bring will, God will do it. And hope means that you push the thing into the future. So, when will God do it for you? He will. So when? He will. So yesterday I showed you how you do. Tomorrow by this time, God will make a way. Oh, oh, oh. He will make a way. Oh, tomorrow by this time, God will make a way. Hey, 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 he will make a way. So I said that when you do that, so yesterday you said tomorrow by this time. Now when God comes with a miracle, now you are singing again. Tomorrow by this time, God will make a way. Hey, 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 he will make. So it means that now you are postponed it to the following day or whatever. And then the next day, that is 1st of December or 2nd of December, God comes again and you are still saying, tomorrow by this time, God will make. So, tomorrow till 31st of December. Then when the new year starts, oh, you are very happy because my tomorrow is near. You do that for the next year and the end. And then you wonder, so why isn't God doing this for me? Not knowing you were the one who has been doing the postponement. You'll be postponing it. Postponing. So I showed you what faith is. And faith says, God has already done it. Hallelujah! Faith says, God has already done it. It is done. And when was it done? It was done when Jesus died. When he was buried. And when he rose again. Hallelujah. And therefore, when you are in Christ, a Every good work has been done in you. Every good thing is already in you. Hallelujah. So went to Philemon 6.
Oh.
Philemon 6 or Philemon 6. It's only one chapter. And it said that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is not hanging in heaven or in the atmosphere or that an angel has to bring to you, but which is already in you in Christ Jesus. Oh, clap for Jesus, clap for him, clap for him. Hallelujah. And then this morning, I began to open up to you the three instruments you are going to use to be able to make your faith effectual. And I said that you use your heart, which our Father explained to us so beautifully, your heart, your ear, and then your mouth. Hallelujah. And I said that, how is faith coming to you? Faith will come not by prayer, no, not by fasting, but by what? Hearing. So Romans 10:17, faith cometh. How is faith? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. So when you hear, it will enter into your heart. And I said, the heart is where faith is. Mind faith doesn't work. Mind faith is only mental assent. You agree, but unless it's in your heart. Hallelujah. And I explained to you that the heart is not this organ that is beating here, pumping blood. No, but the heart is your spirit, the inner man. And I said that faith there is what works. So Bible says in Romans 10:9-10, it said, for with the heart man believes. So believing comes from the heart. Man believes unto righteousness. And then with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. So this morning we dwelt on hearing. Hallelujah. Hearing by the word. So this evening we're going to go on to confession. And I'm going to pick part of chapter 2 with this one. Because in chapter 2, he will tell you that you can have what you say. Amen. Hallelujah. So Mark chapter 5. Let's go to Mark chapter 5 from verse 27. Mark 5. Okay. Let's start from 25. The Bible says, I know that we all know the story, because it's a very popular story. The woman with the issue of blood. And a certain woman which had an issue. Is there a woman here with an issue? Women, do we have issues? Hey. You can meet a woman. That's the first day you are meeting her. But she will look at you like this. Up. Down. Ah. And turn her head. And you wonder, what have I done to her? She has an issue. Sometimes, a young lady, you are so happy. You're just walking about, so happy in your high heels. And then, older women will see you. Look at you. I said, I've never been there. Oh. We are wearing higher heels than you. Women have issues, but I see you overcoming your issues. Because sometimes you are walking with your husband and your children, and I mean, as for you, perhaps you are even late or going somewhere. Then another woman sees you. Why won't she be happy? Look at her and her children and her husband. Then we do our mouth like that. Issues. Women have issues, oh. Is it Bishop who posted that a man with that book? What you can... how to make your wife happy. You have to use 1 year to finish the book. It's a lifetime. It's a lifetime. But you see, we are the last borns of creation. And I don't know, every last born, that's how they are. Yeah. Their head sweets them. I remember my mom had 4 of us. I'm the first, so first 1 girl, 2 boys in between. So we're waiting for the last one. And she was a girl. Hey. My father decided to call her Dadaba Akos. Her name is Akos. Akosia. So Akosia is the Sunday born in Ghana from a certain tribe. When you're born on Sunday, we have one name we give to you. So here she is called Akosia. So we shorten it to call her Akos. So Dadaba Akos means Dada's daughter Akos. And she used to walk like this. She wants everything to be done for her. Anything, then she'll start crying and making a scene, creating a scene. Then they will come and ask you, why is she crying? Why is she crying? Why are you making the girl cry? The poor girl cry. Hey. So we also devise a way when parents are not looking. Say. And when we do that, then she'll cry them all. Then you act innocently when your parents come. I don't know why she's crying. I don't know why she's doing this. Meanwhile, you are the one. You are the one who is doing it. But she had issues. Hey, going to school is an issue. Sleeping is an issue. The food that you give to her, if she doesn't like, then she start crying. It's an issue. She doesn't want the food. She wants something else. It's an issue. So I think that because we are the last born of creation, that is why we behave like that. I think so. Hallelujah! Amen the women! Amen the women! Hallelujah! So this woman had an issue. And her issue was for 12 years. 12 years. 12 years. 12 good years of suffering and going through this issue. Her issue was blood. She had an issue of blood. What women go through every month, she was going through every day for 12 years. If you're a woman, you understand. It's unbearable. It's unthinkable. It's unthinkable. You cannot even begin to imagine the way she looked. Anemic. And not only that, 26 said that, and had suffered many things. So her suffering is not just the issue of blood, but also many things of many physicians. Oh, I tell you, you know, when you live a certain kind of life, you expect a certain kind of results. And sometimes when you do not, we get that kind of result, it's very painful. For example, a woman who has lived your life so well, you married as a virgin, then when you get married, you can't get pregnant. I'm telling you, it's one of the most painful things. Painful things. Or you even go through miscarriage. One of the most painful things. Because what you said, as for me, I believe in keeping myself. And now here you are. This is home. Now, in our language, when you are a virgin, it's supposed to be, they call you in the fancy language, aketesia. And aketesia means that they have covered you and hidden you. Do you understand? So Now, you have to go to these physicians. And when you go, the physician must examine you. It is so painful. It is so painful, so painful. When you just enter, you are just one of the names of a patient. They just call you and then they say, go and lie down. Go and lie down. Go and lie down. And sometimes you meet a beast of a nurse, especially the women. We are owning. You go and meet a nurse, the way she would treat you, you will never forget it. Oh, lie down. The way she would even say it. Oh, lie down here. It made me, I swore to myself, I will never go to a public hospital ever. I'd rather pay and go to a place where, and even there, they are also there. Oh, they are there. I went to meet one like that. You come and somebody is, the baby is coming and somebody is going to catch the baby. Then you say, oh, go aside. I want to do it. I want to do it. Then when you come and I am in pain, you leave a placenta in my womb. And then when they ask you, say, she said that was painful. And I, who goes to the labor ward and begins to say, hey, hello. Hello. Who goes to the labor ward like that? Do you leave placenta? And when you leave placenta in a woman's womb, it means all her blood now receives a signal. There is an unwanted thing in the womb. Go and flush it out. So all the blood began to rush there to push out the placenta. Because it's death. It's a death sentence. By the time they came for me, my head was like this. My eyes, the black was gone. Wickedness. So women, we have issues. Oh, we have issues. But thank God for what Jesus has done. Hallelujah. Whatever plan they had to kill me, it didn't work. Oh, it didn't work. I tell you, when they finished, one of the nurses came to said, listen, Olivia, if you have anything to thank God you died. I'm telling you, they won't tell you about me. I'm coming to tell you on the side. You died and woke up again. Hallelujah! So the humiliation of this woman, go and lie there. Go and lie there. What you have covered for all these years. Covered for all these years. Covered for some of us, when we are even walking, it's as if the ground is saying, hey, please don't step on me well. Daintily. Go and lie down there. Suffered many things. I'm just, because some of us with men, when we're reading it, you think, oh, okay, suffered many things, and you think that is it. But it is not. It is a very painful thing that she went through. Even at that time they also didn't have developed things. Right now, a scan, they will just put something and be able to see the baby. Now, when they want to investigate, I don't even know what she went through. You cannot even begin to imagine. Hallelujah. Many physicians, often the physicians are what? Men. Hey. Not only that, but had spent all she had. Hey, spent, it means money. Look, apart from sickness is a bad thing. Apart from making the person look haggard, look bad, look miserable, feel miserable, go through pain, you also have to spend money. You will spend money. Sometimes when they write the medicine for you, go and buy it and go to the pharmacy and they mention the price. You won't say, eh? What are you saying? Why? Why? Oh, then you get angry, you walk out. You go to the next pharmacy, it's even double the amount. Now you have to do your face nicely and come back to the pharmacy. And say, forget what I said. And had spent all that she had. So she spent all, not all that she had. And still was nothing bettered. But what? Rather grew worse. You can't imagine this woman's issue. 27. What happened? Bible says, And when she had what? Heard. So you see the element, what I was talking about this morning, hearing. Hearing by the word. You will hear and hear and hear. Please, when you put those things, you plug those things in your ear, may it be the voice of your father you are hearing. May it be the voice of a mighty man or woman of God you are listening to. Hallelujah. And when she had heard of Jesus, she heard that, hey, that man, when you go to his meetings, cripples are walking, the dead is being raised, mighty and powerful things are happening there. So she heard. But the hearing was not her. Somebody told her. So this is not what she did. So what did this woman do? She said, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. Before she could do this, give us 27. You will see what she did. For what? Let's go, one go. For she said, if I may touch by his clothes, I shall be made whole. For she said, if I may touch by it. She said something. We are doing, you can have what you say. You can have what you say. Hallelujah. Look, this morning I was talking to you about Master Key. And I said, in Matrix Reloaded, there's a film like that. There's a guy who is called what? Key Maker. The Key Maker. And he had a key. Master keys that opened every door. Every door. Could open every door. Not only that. Could start every vehicle. Start any machine. A bike. Car. He could. Not only that, but sometimes when she opens the door leads into another continent, another country. So he'll be here, but when he opens, he takes it to a nuclear plant in Poland. Wow. Hallelujah. Now, there is another thing which is like the master key, because life is like God has given us, all of us, blank checks. We all have blank checks. And every one of us, we are writing on that blank check. You don't know, but you've been writing your blank checks. You've been writing it. How do you write it? By what you say. By what you say. For she said. She said it. Hallelujah. Now, if I want to see or locate your faith, I have to check what you say. What you say will show us your faith. Because this woman could have easily said, I'm tired. I am tired of life. Life has dealt with me badly. I have suffered. Look, I went to this man. He charged me this. I had to sell my house. My house that I built. I have sold all my clothes. I don't have anything. So this Jesus they are talking about, I don't know whether it will work for me. Let me just sit here. It's too late and die. After all, every die be die. Isn't that what you say? All die be die. All die be die. So let me just sit here and die. Do you know that it's easier to die than to live? Anybody can die. You just turn your head to the wall and die. Easily give up. You just give up and you die. That's why I say you give up the ghost. You give it up. Living, that is a thing. It's a decision you make. It was when I saw that scripture, I shall not die but live. That's when I realized that death is a choice. Living is a choice. Hallelujah. So this woman said, she said something. And you've been saying things. You've been saying things. You've been writing on your blank check. You've been saying things. And in fact, the things you've been saying, that is what, the things you said yesterday, that is why you are living today like this. The words you said yesterday, they are showing in your life today. If you are living a defeated life, it's because you said. If you are living in a mess, it's because you said it. If you are living a weak life, it's because you said it. If you are living in doubt, it's because you said it. And in fact, what happens is that immediately you put out the words, they become strong and they hold you. So when you would not choose success, but would choose defeat or failure, it means that failure becomes a giant and lords it over you. Oh, but as for me, I'm determined to be a success. I say, I am a success. Oh, who wants failure here? I don't want failure. I did not come to Nigeria to be a failure. I say, I did not come to Nigeria to be a failure. I am a success. I say, I am a success. I say, I am a success. I say, I am a success. I am not a failure. I am not defeated. I am a success. And when you say these things, you will be amazed how it works. I remember one crusade, it was so complex. They said there's so many things. And it just hit me. Begin to make confessions. Begin to say it. Because sometimes we think it's thinking it. And Bishop writes in the book, you cannot but say, it's not what you think. It's not what you think. It is what you say that makes the difference. In fact, when you do not even say it, Satan does not know where you stand. Yes. A lot of us think that Satan is omnipresent. Omnipresent means that he is everywhere at every time. No, he's not everywhere at every time. Only God is omnipresent. He is limited. And he is also not omniscient. That means omniscience or knows everything about everything. It's not true. If you look at the Bible carefully, do you think that the devil knew when Jesus would be born? He had no idea. He didn't know. He didn't know. Until the wise men came. And sometimes we think, oh, after Jesus was born, 3 days later, the wise men came. No. Because when you read, they say, and when they saw the young baby, the young child. So by the time they came, it was about 3 or 4 years. That was when the devil realized that, hey, there is somebody like that. Immediately, he entered into Herod and began killing the children. He couldn't even tell who it was. Oh. He didn't know. He didn't know. So Satan doesn't even know you. He doesn't know who you be. What he? They don't know. They don't know. But it is you who give yourself up by what you say. Hallelujah. Amen. You are the one. And if you say, I am tired. Oh God, I have suffered. Then it means immediately suffering and tiredness. They grow. They become giants and they bind you. I am a success. I am a success. Thank you, Jesus. Even when you are afraid, don't say it. Nobody will know. Your legs can be shaking together and you say, I refuse to fear. Hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! He says, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. It means you are bound together, or you are bound by the words you are saying. So if you are saying whatever you are saying, it has an effect on you. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 2. Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. And he said, thou art also taken with the words of thy mouth. It is your words. It is your words. But today, I refuse to say just what I feel, what I think. I will say the word of God. And when your pastor is even correcting you, when you are talking, so, oh, pastor, you don't understand. You don't understand. You think pastors don't understand. Are we not human beings? We understand. If pastor could tell you his story, you'd be amazed. Oh, you don't understand. You don't understand. Then some of us will say, as for me, I think, the word of God says, your pastor is saying, the word of God says that Jesus has already healed us. Isaiah says, himself took our infirmities. So if I tell you that Jesus took your sicknesses, would you believe it? Himself took our infirmities. He took it from us. And then by his stripes you were healed. So God has already healed you. Oh, no, I want to, if I feel healed, then I know I'm healed. It's like going to a stove and saying, do you know, if you give me fire, I'll put in kerosene. No. You have to believe and say it before you will see the results. You cannot start from seeing, feeling healed, and then you will believe. Anybody can do that. Any critic can do that. But you have to believe and say it. Hallelujah. Oh, are you being blessed? Are you being blessed? We have to say it. As the woman did. She said. And because she said, now she could act on what she said. Hallelujah. Because she said, if I touch his clothes, because of that, now she could act on what she had said and she could see results. And of course, she acted on what she said. And she went, pressed, and touched the garment of Jesus. Bible says there was a huge crowd there. In fact, Jesus was on his way to heal Jairus' daughter. So it was not an easy crowd. This woman who has been bleeding for 12 years, you think she was walking straight? No. This woman who has been bleeding for 12 years, you think she was strong? No. She was feeling weak. And I'm feeling weak. And my eyes, what that is, they say, is turning me. Or do you say head or eyes? It's turning me. And you are so into what you feel. Say, and some of us, we even say, oh, my sickness has come. Oh, yes. Is it your property? Is it for you? Who bought it for you? My sick, never say that word ever again. My sickness has come. My sickness. Do you have a sickness? Is it for you? Never say that. Determine in your heart. I will never say my sickness. My sickness. I will never say it. It's like saying, like calling them and say they should come and torment you. I see somebody here being free from every pain. From every sickness. From every disease. Hallelujah. This woman has suffered for 12 years. 12 years of suffering. And I can understand it. Because when I was born as A.S. But they said my S was a lot. Medical reports said my S was a lot. So I was closer to the SS people. That's what they say. So I was getting the crisis of SS people. When it rains, my God, the pain I go through. In fact, my mother told me a story. Said the how they found out that I was suffering that was because when I was a child, I'll begin to say, I have a sore here. Then they couldn't understand. So I said, I have a sore. Then I'll tell them, put hot water on it. and then they'll put water and they'll do it and I'll cry the more. And it's like, okay, they try to, no, this girl, she's just misbehaving. Then they'll beat me and force me. Yes. Because they thought I was just misbehaving. Issue. Then one day somebody came and was talking. You know, these herbal people. Some herbal man helped me. So the person was describing, and they said, no, describe it well, please. The person was, so that is rheumatism. It's a rheumatism. What kind of thing is that? So then they got the idea. So then they began to tie it for me. The only time I get a bit relieved. Then it skyrocket. Sometimes in the night, nobody can sleep in the house. I'll cry and cry and cry and cry. And I remember, I will never forget that day when I said to my father, go and amputate my leg for me. Yes. I was just crying, amputate my leg for me. Just cut it off. I want to be free. Just cut it off. Then the thing began to do my hand also. So if you cut your leg off, you cut your hand off. When I go to school, I'll get crisis. Sometimes they will send me back home because of that. Terrible, terrible, terrible. So when it rains, my mother will say, it's raining, oh, you know your sickness. Go and wear your cardigan. Put hot things, clothing. Put it on. Warm clothing, then I'll go and put them on. And even that one, before you know it, the leg has started. Can you imagine? Then I went to church and I heard what I'm saying. Never say that it's your sickness. Because I used to say, everybody, even people will say, Olivia's sickness has come, that's why she's lying down. So it was like, it was part of me. And I couldn't understand if you said, I said it's my sickness. And you said, no, never say that. I'll just look at you like you're mad. Why? It's been with me since I was born. That's how I will say, since. Ha. And then what happened? I heard the word. And I had to make a quality decision that instead of following my feeling, instead of following my pain, I will follow God's word. Hallelujah! Not only that, I say, it is what you say that will show us whether you have believed it. So also to say it, not to say that my sickness has come, but to say what the word says. So I began to take the word, 1 Peter 2:24, but take Isaiah 53 verse 5, take Matthew 8:17, and began to live by them. Began to live by them. Began to say them. Began to say them. And then, so my mother would be talking, say, hey, it's cloudy. It's cloudy. Because of your sickness, immediately I have to cut my mother. I say, mommy, don't ever say that again. So why should you? I said, don't ever say it's my sickness. So, but it's not my sickness. Why? I said, it's not my sickness. Because the Bible says, and it was as if I had come back with some religion. My mother was just looking at me and said, this thing, it will pass. We've seen it before. But I held on to the word and kept saying it and kept saying it and kept saying it. Why? I believed it. That's why I'm saying it. I believed it. That's why I'm saying it. So some of you, when your parents said that, you will come to no good. Oh, useless boy. Don't just stand there and collect those useless boy. I'm not saying go and fight your mother. But when they say useless boy, say I refuse that in Jesus. I am not useless. When they say, you will suffer. You say, I refuse that. I will never suffer. Hallelujah. So I kept refusing from my parents. All the way, I refuse it. Then one day, I wanted to go for service and it began to rain. My mother said, you can't go. I said, I'll go. I'm not afraid. Why? Because the Bible says, I began to quote, by his stripes I was healed. Surely he was wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. Himself took my infirmities. I was saying them. My brother was just looking at me. He said, okay, go. So I went.
Oh.
And as for, you will always be hearing from the outside. Satan will be telling you, oh, you're going to fall dead. Your leg, they're going to cut it. Look at you. You know that you don't walk in the midst of rain. Look at you. You will see. You will see what the pain will come. And I have to refuse it. You talk back to it. It's evil spirits, so you talk back to them. Don't just sit down. You talk back to them. You talk back to them. Oh, look, your auntie, when he was going to give birth, he died. She died. It will, that will be, no. It will never be my story. Not it will, my case is different. It will never be my story. This is not what God has for me. I will be like the Hebrew women. When they go to give birth, the baby comes like that. Hallelujah. Say it all. You have to say it. If you don't say it, you will not see it. I said when I came back. Oh. Then I started feeling some pain. I said, oh, no be anything. I was going. Then I was feeling the pain. Then the pain was climbing up. Then it was becoming, hey. Now this time it was too bad. I was screaming on top of my voice. But I was not doing, hey, Egbamio, Ewo. I was not doing that. What was I doing? I was shouting the word. I said, I don't care how I feel the pain. And I was in tears. I know I am the healed. I am healed by his stripes. I am healed. And I will never forget it. In that corridor, I sat down. Everybody had to go to sleep. Around 2 a.m., I was saying that. Then I went to sleep. I don't even know how I slept. I don't remember the last thing. But I was saying it when I slept. And normally, when you have it, when you have it in the morning, it's another you go through, because it's like all the pain that was in the leg. Now you're weak and all that. But when I got up, I was so strong. So I got up and then I started sweeping and all that. Man, I realized my mother was looking at me strangely, like, what was that? What was that? That was when I remembered, oh, yesternight you were in a lot of pain. I said it that by stripes I was healed. It gave me strength. Now, you see, so you have to say it, then you will see it. You have to say it. You have to learn. It's a habit you develop. You have to learn how to say it. You have to say it and say it and say it. How many times? I don't know how many times I said it. Maybe 1,000 times. I don't know. But I said it and 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 said it. And what miracle had happened? That was the last time. My mother used to say that I was competing with SS people because my folder in the hospital was fat. I was competing with SS people, that's what he said. So here I was, I didn't even know the miracle that had happened because I am AS. So now it's time to get married. Oh, my husband had proposed, I had accepted. Hey, we were going for marriage counseling. And then Bishop, that, do you people know your SS state single cells, single cell genotype? Okay. Then my husband said his own. I'm AS. Mahasan. I said, no, there's something wrong here. I said, I'm also AS. You know my husband, I said, oh, no be anything. I said, no, this one be something. Maybe something. This one be something. I was just looking. So am I going to break this relationship? He is a man of faith. It's true. So here I was. They said, now go and do the test and bring it. So I had to go and do the test and bring it. And I knew, I'm AS. Had no doubt about it. I know it. They told my S is big. It's smaller than what. I knew it. So here I was. Heart beating. I went to the lab tech to go and do it. Then I sat down quietly, waiting for it. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. My heart was beating. Then they brought me the results. Hands were shaking as I opened it. It said AE. No. I said, I didn't allow the guy to go. I said, please come. He came back. I said, you have made a mistake. I said, you have made a mistake. He said, what mistake? I said, no, I'm not AA. He said, you are not AA, but what? I said, I'm AS. He was looking at me like a mad woman. I said, ah. Then he said, do you want me to do another? I said, please do another. I'll pay for it. So he did another. I was waiting. I said, I was looking at the paper. I said, maybe the guy made a mistake. Maybe swapped. Yes. So this one, then he brought it back. He said, madam, here it is. AA. Oh. I was amazed. Then the Holy Spirit took me back to that day. 16-year-old girl. 16-year-old girl who never went to Sunday school. Never. My parents didn't take me to. I never went to Sunday school. My parents were godless. They didn't take me. Didn't know all this. Father Abraham has many sons. I don't know. When I went to SU and they were singing all those songs, I was like, where do you all learn these songs? They said, oh, Sunday school. I knew nothing. Knew nothing in the Bible. Hey! And I remember, just got converted. Gave my life to Christ in the secondary school when I went. Because it was compulsory to go to church in secondary school if you are a boarder. Here I was. And now, that little girl believed God. You see, that thing did something to me. Because I realized God is no respecter of persons. What he has said in his word, if you take it, it will work for you. That was the day I discovered. And it changed my life. I said, no way. Nothing is going to limit me. Nothing. I've got the master key. I've got the blank check. And I am writing on it what I want in life. Hallelujah. 16-year-old girl. 16-year-old. 16-year-old girl. Nothing shall be impossible to you. Oh, I say nothing shall be impossible to you. Hallelujah. And so, here was I, with AA, I can marry my husband. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You can have what you say. You can have what you say. You will have what you say. As I see you having what you say. Do you believe it? Because some of you, Satan is always doing an orchestra in your ear. You will never marry. You will never marry. You will never marry. You are hearing that all the time. And you have come to believe it. You have come to believe it. That marriage is not for you. It's a lie of the devil. Who told you? If God has to import the person from China, he would be. It is not impossible. Or you don't want Chinese, Japanese, Chinese. You are laughing at the heights. Look at you. Hallelujah! I see somebody getting what he says in this place. A 16-year-old dead. 16 years old. I see you having what you see. Oh, rise up, rise up, rise up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mighty miracles are happening in our lives. I say mighty miracles are happening in our lives. And as I'm saying it, you know that that is it. That is it. That is it. So you also agree and you take it for yourself. Hallelujah. That these words that are coming out are for you. And they are happening in your life. And latch on to it. Hold it and don't let it go. And it will fly with you. Lift up your hands and begin to thank him. Oh, begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. What a transformation. What a transformation. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Oh, yes, she said, for she said, she said. She said, she determined it. She determined it. It is not God who determined it. It was not a pastor who determined it. It's not bishop who determines it. It is you. For she said, she said, she said, she said, she said, she said, she said. Oh, yes, open your mouth and say it, say it, say it, say it. Open your mouth and say it, say it, say it, say it. What are you writing on the check today? I am a success. Ah, I am a success. Oh, I see my name in the social media. I see it, I see it, I see it. I see it. In the Nigerian papers, I see it, I see it, I see it, I see it. Oh God, I thank you. You have made me a success. I will not suffer. I will not suffer. I will not suffer. Thank you, Lord. The greater one is in me. The greater one is in me. The greater one is in me. Oh, I am of God. And I have overcome them. I have overcome Satan and all the adversities in life. I have already overcome. I have already overcome. I am a success. 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 Say, 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 say. Somebody say, I'm a millionaire. Somebody say, I am a pastor of a mega church. Somebody say, I've got branches all over the world. Somebody say, oh, I'm a big time contractor. Somebody say, I'm a medical doctor. Somebody say, I'm a big time lawyer. Somebody say, I pass all my exams. Somebody say, I am married. Somebody say, I have my children. Somebody say, breast cancer cannot stay in my body. Somebody say, dry breast cannot stay in my body. Somebody say, leukemia cannot stay here. Somebody say, I am not going to go blind. Somebody say, I've got my eyesight. Somebody say, diabetes cannot stay in my body. Somebody say, hypertension cannot be with me. Somebody say, somebody say, somebody say, somebody say, open your mouth and say yes. Open your mouth and say yes. Open your mouth and say yes. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Yes, I am a fire of a sheer. I am a fire of a sheer. I am ready. I am ready again. Somebody say, my church is growing. 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 Open your mouth and say, 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 I have it. 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 It's already done. 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 Somebody say, I will not carry this pain again. Somebody say, I will not carry this grace. Somebody say, I will not be humiliated. Somebody say, I will not carry this pain again. Somebody say, I will not carry this sickness. Somebody say, I will not carry this disease. Oh, you must be aggressive about it. Aggressive about it. Aggressive about it. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Somebody says, I've got a good job. I've got a good job. I'm blessed in my job. My boss loves me. My boss likes me. Oh, yes, I've got a good job. Say it, Rabba, 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 say it, Open your mouth and say it. Open your mouth and say it. Yes, it's happening for you. 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 It's already finished. It's already done. Oh, it's already done. Already done. Already done. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. He has won the victory. Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He has won it all.
He has won it all for me.
Let's sing hallelujah. He has won the victory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You have won the victory.
You have won the victory.
We have the victory already.
Yes.
We have the victory already.
Yes.
We have the victory already.
Yes.
He has won it all for
us.
Yes. He went there because of you. The victory is his victory, but not his victory. It is your victory.
Yes.
It is your victory.
Yes.
Today you are taking that victory. You are taking that victory. You are taking that victory. You are seeing that victory. Manifest in your life. Manifest in your ministry. Manifest in your finances. Manifest in your marriage. Manifest in the job. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to, if you are here, let me make the altar call. And you have not given your life to Jesus, it means you've not even begun this walk. You need to give your life to Jesus. You need to be born again. Jesus, come into your heart. This evening, if you've not given your life to Christ, I want to give you that opportunity. Lift up your hands so that we will pray with you right now. And just now, you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Wherever you are, just lift up your hands. If you are the one I'm talking about, you have no, you do not know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. You do not know Jesus. Please, Help them to come forward right now so that they experience what we have. Come on, let's sing
come
together.
Come to Jesus.
Come unto Jesus.
Give him your life today.
Begin your life today.
Oh,
come
yes. I want you to say this prayer after me and take it as your own prayer. Close your eyes and lift up your hands to Him. With your heart, you believe. With your mouth, you must confess it. Say, Lord Jesus. Say out loud,
Lord Jesus.
I thank you for dying my death on the cross. It was my sins you carried. Thank you. For paying the price. This evening, I accept you as my Lord and my personal Savior. Please forgive me all my sins. This evening, Jesus, come and live in my heart. From today, I am born again. I'm a child of God. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that I have the life of God. Today, God lives in my heart. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Now, look at this wonderful pastor who is waving. You will go to him and then he will tell you a few things and bring you back in. So just go this way. Please put your hands together for them. Hallelujah. Oh, do you know that you have a victory? Lift up your hands this evening. Oh, victory. He has done it. I'm speaking it over your life. And that is it. You latch on to them. They have happened for you. This is what you are going to see in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Thank you for great victory in this house. Thank you for all that you've done for your children. We claim it for them. Every single person who is here is going out with victory. Victory in our ministries. In the name of Jesus. Victory in our situation. In the name of Jesus. Victory in our marriages. In the name of Jesus. Victory in our health. In the name of Jesus. I declare prosperity. I declare success. In the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit says that you pray for people who have a challenge in your job. Come right now. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. You have a challenge in your job. You have a challenge in your job. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You should understand. You have a challenge. You must have a job. If you don't have a job, come, 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 come. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your hands, lift up your hands. So, do I have the phone number? Because I'm not expecting anybody to join this group. Is that it? Is that it? I have it. So nobody's joining them. This is a complete set. Now, let me tell you what just happened. What just happened is that immediately you stepped here, I saw an angel standing behind you. Immediately you stepped here, and I heard that this angel is going with you to your job. It's been commissioned to make sure that your job works out. Do you believe what I'm saying? Do you believe what I'm saying? It is happening for you right now. Oh, hallelujah! Yes, 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 yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Oh, sing hallelujah. Envelopes here. I'll give it out later. I'll give out those envelopes. But let me show you something. Have you not seen that the church did not need your money to put up this building? It doesn't need your money at all. Anytime you see us giving out envelopes, it's because we are giving you the opportunity to be blessed. There is a certain release that is done for you when you are given the opportunity to bring in money to the church. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands to the Lord. Right. Miracle is happening for you. A miracle is happening for you. A miracle is happening for you. A miracle is happening for you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whatever the issue is in your job, right now, the miracle is happening for you. I said the miracle is happening for you. Receive it. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. It's happening for you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I hear 10 times more. I hear 10 times more. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done. We give you the praise for what you did. Thank you, Lord. Santo Rubo Shita Raba Ambo Rubo Raba. Lord, I confirm your word. Your prophetic word to him. It still holds. It shall come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus. It's happening for you right now. It is done. 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 It is done in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Receive. The full measure. Receive. I hear the full measure. The full measure. Receive it. Thank you, Lord, for the full measure. Receive it. Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done. We give you praise. We honor you. We honor you. We honor you, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, just came to me. That curse that was put on him to be a career hewer of wood, isn't it? In the name of Jesus, you will not eat of that curse. In Christ Jesus, he has already liberated you from that curse. Oh, Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You have won the victory.
You have won the victory. Receive right now. 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 What's happening for you? It's happening for you. 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 Receive it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Lord, I Yes. Bring him back. Bring him back. I'm praying for you and I. When you go in circles, the Israelites, they went in circles. 40 years they were in the wilderness, going around in circles. But that vicious cycle is broken over your life. In the name of Jesus, receive wisdom, 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 wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's an ability you are giving to him right now. In the name of Jesus. Ability to lead and to lead well. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Grace, 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 grace. Yes. Receive it right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As I pray for you, I pray for Anne. Holy Spirit, supernatural, supernatural, it's supernatural, and it's happening right now in the name of Jesus. Receive it.
You are welcome.
Lift up your hands to the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the angel of the Lord is going before you. In the name of Jesus, ensure that everything in the hospital works out for his good. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare every financial discrepancy, you will find it. You will come to the bottom of it. Anything you cannot understand in the finances, in the name of Jesus, I declare right now, in the name of Jesus, take it. Thank you. Right, it's like you cannot put your finger on it, but you know it is not right. In the name of Jesus, I declare the unveiling of that thing to you. I declare in the name of Jesus, nothing is going to steal your money. Nothing is going to steal your money. In the name of Jesus, receive it. Receive, receive. Lift up your hands. Holy Spirit, thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Holy Spirit, thank you. In the name of Jesus, receive. Receive right now. Receive a miracle. Receive right now. Angel of the Lord, go before them. Go before them. Every single one of them, go before them and straighten the paths for them. Make the crooked path straight. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, miracle, in the name of Jesus, receive it right now, receive it, a job that pays dollars, a job that pays dollars, receive right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this open door. She will step in and she will take control. She will step in and she will take control. Look, anything that comes, don't say you do not know. You know about it. The Holy Spirit is the wisdom of God and the power of God inside of you. He will show you what to do. Nothing is too complex for him. He gave to Daniel and those four Hebrew boys. He gave to them. And that same Holy Spirit lives in you now. You have it. You have that grace. Excel to excel. Receive it. It's happening for you. Receive your miracle. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Receive right now. The power of God. Receive right now. It's happening for you. In the name of Jesus, I'm declaring for you. In the name of Jesus, concerning your job and concerning your marriage. Every confusion must bow. Satan, take your hands off right now. In the name of Jesus, be free. Holy Spirit, thank you.
You are my reason.
see, hallelujah.
Seated in majesty.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Thank you for this miracle. Thank you for this beautiful miracle. Angel of the Lord, go before them. Angel of the Lord, go before them. Receive in Jesus' name. Receive in Jesus' name. Receive, yes, right now. Receive, receive right now. What's happening for you? Take it in Jesus' name. It's happening for you. It's happening for you. It's happening for you. Receive, receive, receive right now. The power of God. Yes. Receive, receive right now. Making a decision between two women. I saw two women with you. Now, in the name of Jesus, you will not choose the wrong one. Right now, receive grace. Receive grace to make the right choice. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not marry and want to hang yourself. No, you will marry and have peace. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's happening for you. Receive it right now. Receive, receive, receive right now. Receive. Receive. I see that these hands are like sieve, and that when money passes, comes into your hands, it just vanishes. You don't know what you use the money for. You can't account for it. Now, in the name of Jesus, everything that steals your money must give your money back to you now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm praying for anybody here who experiences that. I curse that evil spirit. I break its hold over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ah, I hear the word gambling, not about you. Gambling. People with issues of gambling. If you have an issue with gambling, right now, wherever you are, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. I heard gambling, 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 gambling. Where are you? Come forward, come forward. Let me pray for you. Gambling, I heard gambling. Gambling, gambling. Come. Stand, stand, stand. Gambling, come to my right. It's an evil spirit. It's an evil spirit. It will take away your money. It will take away your money. It will bring you to poverty.
You are great.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, yes. It's happening when you receive.
Lord. From today, come today, it is over. It is over. Anything that steals your money cannot steal your money.
Holy Spirit, who called you here? And I tell you, you are going to experience freedom right now. You are not going to go near Niger Bed again. Freedom. 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 Demons that have been causing you and pushing you into it, they must leave you alone. I said they must leave you alone. Somebody must come here. I feel that there are some people in there who have the same problem. Come and join them. Yes, come and join them. Come and stand here. There is no shyness about this. The Holy Spirit is the one who is calling you to set you free. To set you free. Money that you could use to eat, you could use to clothe yourself, you could use to build houses, is being wasted. Now, lift up your hands. Freedom from the spirit of gambling. Freedom from the spirit of gambling. Freedom from the spirit of gambling. I speak to you, evil spirits. Evil spirits of gambling, spirit of greed. Greed. Love for money. Love for an easy life. Spirit of deception. In the mighty name of Jesus, I take authority over you right now. I take authority over you. And I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind your power over him. I bind your power over them. I bind your hold over them. And I command you to lose your hold. Lose your hold. The Holy Spirit says there are some women who gamble here, please. Don't stay in there. You are a woman and you gamble. Come. There is no shyness about this. Freedom. You are staking your toes. Come and join. And let me pray for you. There is a woman who should join your soul. There is a woman who should join your soul. Lift up your hands. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, you be the spirit troubling their life. From today, it is over. You must go and you must go right. I command you to fly off right now. You must go. I take the authority over you. Lose your hold over me. Lose your hold over me. I take authority over any lesson.
breaks you free.
Spirit of gambling over your brother. In the name of Jesus, I declare that he is free from the evil spirit of gambling. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh my God. Oh my God. And drink it. And drink it. And drink it. And drink it. Be free. Is it? Does it drink also? In the name of Jesus, yes. Drink it also. I cast it out right now. Be free. In the name of Jesus. From the spirit of stubbornness, be free. Be free, be free. From the spirit of stubbornness, be free. In the name of Jesus. Satan, the hold of this God is broken. Be free. Right now, right now, right now, right now. In the name of Jesus, be free. Be free, be free. I cast out the spirit of gambling. I cast it out, be free.
Lift up your hands. Let them come.
Lift up your hands.
Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
It's a blessing.
Satan, you cannot stay here. I ask you to strike. You must go, you must go now. Cast out the spirit of gambling. I cast out the spirit of gambling.
Listen.
One. Anything you mark him for, I cancel it in Jesus' name. Be free. Be free. Be free. Lift up your hands. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Holy Spirit. Yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you for what you've done. In the name of Jesus. I cast out the spirit of gambling. Be free from that evil spirit. Be free from that evil spirit. It will not operate on you again. In the
Is going after the song is good, but as he came in, the Holy Spirit began to mention other things apart from the gambling. And in the name of Jesus, I declare right now your freedom from all these evil spirits. Be free, be free. All of them must leave you alone. Jesus, Jesus. I bind any evil spirit. You see, what you do not know is that they are leading you into suicide. Because I saw you lonely, alone in a room with these evil spirits, and they are leading you. And it's not just to just let you smoke or all those. No, 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 no. But to kill you. But today, lift your hands. Freedom. Freedom. You want to stop, but you cannot stop. Today, God is giving you the power to stop it. You cannot stop, but today, God is giving you the power to stop it. The Holy Spirit Himself. The Holy Spirit Himself. Have you received? You speak in tongues. You speak in tongues. In the name of Jesus, begin to speak in tongues. Begin to speak in tongues. Begin to speak in tongues. Lord, strengthen him with might. By your spirit, is in a man. Begin to strengthen him in might. What kind of rivalry is in your family? But right now, God is delivering you.
Amen.
If you are here and you have rivalry in your family, receive that freedom right now.
Amen.
Because there are stepmothers and stepbrothers and stepsisters, some of them don't want the other one to do well, and they cast spells. Every spell over your life is broken.
Amen.
Bible says there is no enchantment against Jacob and no divination against Israel. Thank God that we are the Israel of God now. And because of that, we are partakers of this promise. Receive your freedom. Receive your freedom. Receive your freedom. Lord, he's turned into another man. A new creature in Christ Jesus. Let the new creature rise up within him. And fly. Excel. In the mighty name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. The power of God. Hallelujah.